Hello, my name is Pierre Chesson, and this is the program, The Breath of Life. We have a special treat for you today. I'm going to have an hour of gospel music with Johnny Cash. And I'm sure that you will enjoy the program. Johnny Cash seems to have an appeal over a broad audience. He has been around a long time. When you consider that he has recorded 55 studio albums, 6 live albums, and 84 compilation albums with others, 154 singles, 19 music videos, and he had 13 songs that were number one hit singles over the years. And we are going to be looking at Johnny Cash's gospel music recordings. And I wondered, would I have enough material? And then as I began to look at the amount of prolific gospel music that Johnny Cash has put out there, it's no problem for me to do this show and perhaps another one at another time with more of his music. But for this week, we are going to enjoy Johnny Cash and his music. And I'm sure that you're going to get a blessing as we go through some of the recordings that he has done over the years. We're going to start with a vocal recording of Johnny Cash speaking here, and he is going to, it's a live performance where he speaks, "Here Was a Man." And I think I did recorded this at some other time on another program, but it's a great introduction here as Johnny Cash speaks of the incredibleness of Jesus Christ.
Here was a man who was born in a small village, the son of a peasant woman. He grew up in another small village. Until he reached the age of 30, he worked as a carpenter. Then for 3 years, he was a traveling minister. But he never traveled more than 200 miles from where he was born. And where he did go, he usually walked. He never held political office. He never wrote a book. He never bought a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. And he never set foot inside a big city. But yes, here was a man. Though he never did the things that you'd usually associate with greatness, here was a man. He had no credentials but himself. He had nothing to do with this world except through the divine purpose that brought him to this world. And while he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. Most of his friends ran away. One of them denied him. One of them betrayed him and turned him over to his enemies. Then he went through the mockery of a trial, and he was nailed to a cross between two thieves. And even while he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had in the world, and that was his robe. When he was dead, he was taken down from the cross and laid in a borrowed grave provided by compassionate friends. More than 19 wide centuries have come and gone, and today he is the centerpiece of the human race, our leader in the column to human destiny. And I think I'm well within the mark when I say that all of the armies that ever marched, all of the navies that ever sailed the seas, all of the legislative bodies that ever sat, and all of the kings that ever reigned, all of them put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth so powerfully as that one solitary life. Here was a man.
Johnny Cash with "Here Was a Man." And as I've already said, we'll be listening to Johnny Cash for this hour. He has such a broad appeal. My daughter loves Johnny Cash's music, and she's a young person, and you can find older people who like his music. He has such a broad appeal, and he has such a way of presenting himself. Johnny Cash has been through a lot, and we know that he struggled with addictions throughout his life, but he did come to a place where he put his faith in Jesus Christ, and he wasn't ashamed of that. And my friend, you don't have to be either. Some people think it's you're crazy to be a believer in Jesus in this day and age, but I want to tell you that it's worthwhile to follow Jesus. Here's a song called It Was Jesus, and it's Johnny Cash again, and it will be this is a song about who is this guy again, only it's in a song where he speaks about some of the miracles that this was and says, who is this guy? It was Jesus.
Well, a man walked down by Galilee, so the holy book does say, and a great multitude was gathered there without a thing to eat for days. Up stepped a little boy with a basket, please take this, Lord, he said, and with just five loaves and two little fishes, 5,000 had fish and bread. Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? Who was it, everybody? It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted, and he raised them from the dead. Then they nailed him on an old rugged cross and put thorns on his head. Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, they took him down and they buried him, and after the third day, when they came to his tomb, well, they knew it was gone, 'cause a stone was rolled away. He's not here, for he is risen, the angel of the Lord then said. And when they saw him walking with his nail-scarred hands, they knew he came back from the dead. Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, there you have it, folks. Johnny Cash with It Was Jesus. Now, the next song we're going to play for you, as we've just listened to that song and Johnny Cash speaking, here was a man. We're going to look at the truths, not only about Jesus, but also the truth that there has to be some meeting with Jesus Christ, and that there needs to be a place in your life, a time in your place where you settle up accounts, as it were. You see, Jesus came into the world to die on the cross for your sins, and in doing so, he can give you eternal life. If you do not come to him, you don't get it. But you can be sure if the account is settled. Now, that's the account of your sins. And your account can be settled by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It says that Christ died for our sins, and so that you can have eternal life by trusting in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And Johnny Cash sings a song now called, The Old Account Was Settled. Now, my friend, has your account been settled? Surely you have an account of sin. Surely you've racked up a few in your lifetime, and you need it settled with God. And the only way it can be is through Jesus Christ and him taking the punishment for your sins on the cross. Here's The Old Account Was Settled.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went unto the keeper
and settled it long ago, long ago. Long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Well, the old account was large and growing every day. And I was always sinning, and I never tried to pray. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, well, I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago, long ago. Long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Now, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins, 'cause this he has commanded, if you would enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, well, you know you got it settled, 'cause you settled it long ago, long ago. Long ago,
I settled it
all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago.
The old account was settled. Oh, friends, maybe it hasn't been settled for you, but it can be settled today. It doesn't have to be long ago. It can be right now. You can be certain that if you come to Jesus Christ and believe in him as your Lord and Savior, ask him to forgive you of your sins. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm not talking about whether you go to church or not. I'm talking about you putting your personal faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins. And if you do, he will forgive you for all your sins. And he will settle that account, and no one will be able to take it away. And you'll be able to say, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. And here's Johnny Cash again with this song, I Was There When It Happened. My friend, I was there when it happened in 1978. You can be there. Right at this very day, you can be putting your faith in Jesus Christ and know that the accounts are settled for you.
There are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. Well, I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens. Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it.
I won't doubt it.
It's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel the heavy burdens lifted and the vile sins go, I was there when it happened, and so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burdens. Lord, he gave me peace within.
Peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it.
I won't doubt it.
It's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened,
guess I ought to know.
I was there when it happened. Oh, that you could be there. You'd never forget what Jesus Christ can do for you. Because it's not just a one-time event. Trusting in the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior causes the Holy Spirit to come in power in your life and to bring you a transformation. You become a new creation, a new person. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said that we need to have this new birth. He said it himself in John chapter 3. In the Bible, he said, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual birth, friends. And when it happens, you'll know that God is real. You'll know it deep in your soul. You'll know the forgiveness of your sins. You'll have that assurance that your sins are forgiven and that you have a home in heaven waiting for you, not because you're good enough, but because God was good enough to send his Son to die for you on the cross. Here's Johnny Cash again with My God is Real.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing: my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. My God is real,
real, real,
real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole.
He's made me whole.
His love for me,
love,
is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Folks may doubt, some folks may scorn. Well, they can all go on and just leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. My God is real, for I can feel him in my heart. My God is real,
real,
real in my soul. My God is real, for he is wise and made me whole.
He's made me whole.
His love for me,
love, love,
is like pure gold.
It's like pure gold.
My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
He's in my soul.
Well, there it is again, folks. Johnny Cash with My God is Real. Friends, when you know him, there is no doubt whatsoever. And you can stand the persecution that sometimes comes by being a believer in Jesus Christ. You know, in our day and age, sometimes you get mocked and you get scorned just for being a believer in the Lord Jesus. People think it's old-fashioned. People think that morality is no longer applicable, that right is not right anymore and wrong is not wrong. And yet, the Bible still stands, friends. Jesus Christ is still true to his word. And I can tell you today that that's enough. It's enough to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's enough to trust him for the forgiveness of your sins. It's enough to trust that when he died on the cross, that he died for you, and that he rose from the dead, that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, that he's coming again someday. It's enough. And if people don't believe it, that's tough. But it's still enough. And here's Johnny Cash with a song called That's Enough. And my friend, it's enough for me, and it can be enough for you if you trust in the Lord.
Well, now I heard that you've been talking about me. Really, I don't mind. I know you try to block my progress a lot of the time. Well, the mean things you said don't make me feel bad, 'cause I can't miss a friend that I never had.
I've got
Jesus, and that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. When I'm sick,
he's there.
In trouble,
he's there.
When I call him, he will answer my prayer. When I'm burdened,
he's there.
With a load,
he's there.
That's when Jesus is a comforter
to my soul.
Well, you may scorn me, turn your back on me. God's got his arms wrapped all around me.
I've got
Jesus, and that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. You know, there's been a lot of times that I didn't have a dime. I didn't cry to nobody but my Lord. He heard my plea and came to see about me, 'cause he's one thing I can't afford. So if you push me down, he'll pick me up, and he'll stick by me when the going gets tough.
I've got
Jesus, and that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. Well, he's a great emancipator and my heart regulator.
Jesus is.
Yes, he is. He'll make my way brighter and my burdens lighter. Yes, he will.
Jesus will.
Well, you may scorn me, turn your back on me. God's got his arms wrapped all around me, and he fights down the devil till he makes him give up. And that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. When I'm sick,
he's there.
In trouble,
he's there.
When I call him, he will answer my prayer.
Answer my prayer.
When I'm burdened,
he's there.
With a load,
he's there.
That's when Jesus is a comforter
to my soul.
Well, you may scorn me, turn your back on me. God's got his arms wrapped all around me.
I got
Jesus, and that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough.
Ah, yes, friends, when you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's enough. God plus one is a majority, friends. And when you have him, you have eternal life. You have peace with God. You have the presence of God and the power of God. So yes, there's great blessing that can come when you put your trust in the Lord. But what if you don't? What if a man or woman continues on in their sins and doesn't bother? Well, I can tell you this. God's going to cut you down. It's going to happen. Judgment day will come. You will stand before him and all your sins will you have to give an account. And my friend, it'll be too late then. You can trust him, and you can trust him today. How do I know this? Because the Bible says it. Jesus said, all judgment has been committed to the Son. It says in the Scriptures, what's whispered in the ear will be shouted on the rooftops. There'll be no secrets. God will reveal the thoughts and the intents of all of our hearts. Oh, how much better it is to come to him and not face judgment. Here's a song by Johnny Cash as well, and this one's called, God's Gonna Cut You Down. Now, I don't know if you knew that Johnny Cash was a rapper, but this is a rap song. Just listen to it. The words are powerful, and they are true, too. So maybe you need to repent. And if you do and trust in the Lord, God won't cut you down. He'll lift you up. But he will punish sin. He doesn't want to punish sinners, but he must punish sin, because sin causes so much grief and wickedness. God must punish it. And so here's Johnny Cash doing a rap song, God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, friends, that was a solemn song by Johnny Cash. God's gonna cut you down. Oh, you don't have to be that way, though. It doesn't have to be that way. You can trust in Jesus Christ and be delivered from judgment. But judgment will come. It will fall. And the end of the world will come. Whether people believe it or not, the Bible tells us that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, and that's the only reason why he has held off judgment day. But judgment day will come. We don't know when it'll be. Nobody knows the day or the hour. That's what Jesus said. And his words are true, but it will come. If you read in the book of Revelation, you find that there is going to be an end of things. Things are going to get heated up. It's going to come to a day of judgment. There will be terrible things happen all over this planet at the end. Stresses and strains that will come with famines and earthquakes in many different places. And we're beginning to see some of these things happening, but it's only going to increase at the end. And we're going to listen to a song now by Johnny Cash as well, and it's called When the Man Comes Around, and it's speaking about Jesus coming to finally bring judgment to this earth. You're going to hear phrases in this song like, when the whirlwind is in the thorn tree, and we know that the Bible talks about thorns being judged, a judgment, representing sin, representing wrongness, wrong living, and that the whirlwind will come and it will judge. Judge the thorn tree, and maybe you're the thorn tree today. You don't have to stay that way. You can be saved. You can repent. You'll hear stuff like Alpha and Omega, Kingdom Come. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters in the Greek alphabet, and that means the beginning and the end. That's the title that Jesus took for himself. He said he was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he is, because he is God Almighty. You'll hear phrases about the virgins trimming their lamps, and it's a parable in the New Testament about those who were waiting for the bridegroom to come, and they would make sure that their lamps were trimmed and ready, because they didn't know when he would come, because that's the way it was in the East. A bridegroom would come at the unexpected hour. They would be waiting and waiting and waiting, and suddenly he would show up. And it's a picture of how we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Jesus said we need to be ready because we don't know what hour he will come. You'll hear a phrase where it says, it's hard to kick against the pricks, and that means the ox goads, or there were the back of the animal. If the animal began to kick, there was these little spikes they would have at the back to keep the animal from kicking back, so that they would realize who the master was. And friends, we need to realize who our master is. It is God. It is Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Friends, there's all kinds of pictures in this song. That's just a few of them. But I want to encourage you to be ready to meet the Master, to be ready to be saved, so that this hour won't take you unexpected. The man's going to come around. Jesus is going to return in power and in glory. How important it is to be ready. So this is another solemn song. The first one was God's Going to Cut You Down. This one is When the Man Comes Around, both by Johnny Cash. And a tremendously well-done song here. showing what it'll be like at the end of the world. There will be armies on the march. There will be unrest all across the globe. There will be people who will, there'll be a dividing line. The righteous will stand righteous. The wicked will stand wicked. Oh, friends, make sure you're on the righteous side. Here is Johnny Cash with When the Man Comes Around.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Wow,
What a powerful song by Johnny Cash. What a thought-provoking song. What a song to make us get ready to meet God. Now, friends, the end will come, and God will pour out his judgment, and he will bring pressures on this world, in a sense, to force people, either you're going to follow him or you're not. And if you choose to follow the devil, then you'll go the devil's way. But oh, how much God loves you. He sent his son to die on the cross. He loves you. He doesn't want that to happen to you. Did you know that hell was not prepared for men, but for the devil and his angels, that is, demons? But if we choose to follow the devil, then we'll follow him right to hell. But it's not God's plan or desire. God loves you, and he loves you today. I'm just playing gospel music here, friends, and that's what's in these songs, and that is, those songs come out of the scriptures. But I want you to know there's good news. I want you to know there's a heaven. I want you to know there is a ladder, as Johnny Cash sung in that song, that goes to heaven, and that God wants to gather his those ones home. Friends, it is no secret what God can do, what he can do for you. He could save you today. He can fill your heart with joy today. He can give you great peace. He can be with you in the deepest trials of life. And then when the day of judgment comes, you can be absolutely ready and have no fear. I want you to know that. I want you to discover it, that if you call on the Lord today, you don't have to be afraid of such things. You can be ready. Here is Johnny Cash again with "It Is No Secret What God Can Do."
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be discouraged, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Light, we'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
And friends, now, while it's true that God will pour out his judgment and his anger on sin, he also wants to pour out his love on every person. How does anger and love meet? It meets at the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And because of that, he met the demand of the judgment of sin, because Jesus was punished instead, so you wouldn't have to be, so you'd be ready for the day of judgment. And his love was so revealed there, because he did it so that you could be saved, because he loves you, to take you to heaven someday. And God wants you to be in his heaven. He wants to bring you up to glory. In the Old Testament, Elijah was carried by a chariot up into heaven, and so that's why you have that traditional song, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Coming for to Carry Me Home." We're going to hear Johnny Cash sing that song right now. May you be carried home by the angels into the presence of God.
Then I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, there was a band of angels a-coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But I know my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, now if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all my friends that I'm a-coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, now they're coming for to carry me home.
Well, friends, I don't want you to misunderstand me that you have to be perfect to get to heaven. No, you don't. You just have to trust in Jesus Christ. Nobody's perfect. We're all sinners. We all deserve to be lost. But Jesus came to die for sinners like you and me so that we could know at the end of the journey where we're going. You know, there was a roll call that happened in the army, and everybody had to say they were here or present. And their song was written many years ago, a hymn called "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There." And it's sort of like the picture that at roll call time, I'm going to be able to say I'm here, I'm in heaven. I know I'm going to be in heaven, and you can know it too. And it's not based on your performance. If it was, you could never be sure. Nobody's good enough to go to heaven. But Jesus was good enough to die on a cross so that we could know, so that you could be sure. You know, as you know, we've been doing an hour of gospel music with Johnny Cash. And we're going to listen to him now sing that great traditional hymn, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There." Oh, that you could agree with this song, that you could rejoice and know when Jesus comes, you'll be lifting up your head with joy, not with fear, but with joy, because you'll be ready to meet him.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder,
I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder,
when the roll is called up yonder,
I'll be there. before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.
Yes, my friends, it's good to talk about heaven. It's good to talk about a hope beyond this world, beyond the grave, and know that there can be one, that you can know that you're going to be there. And it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad a sinner you've been in the eyes of other people. You can be there. Jesus Christ will forgive anyone who comes to him. Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me, I will by no means will I cast them out." That's you, friend. God will not cast you out if you come to Jesus and trust in him. If you don't come to him, then judgment comes to you. But I want to be there in the sweet by and by, and you can be there too. And I want our loved ones to be there. I want to meet you there. We want to meet one another around the throne of God, giving praise for all eternity, full of joy. And here's Johnny Cash with a song, In the Sweet By and By.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer the tribute of praise for the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that.
It's fitting that we could begin our hour of gospel music with Johnny Cash, describing who Jesus Christ is, and then looking at our need of trusting in him. I was there when it happened. Then facing the reality that there's we need to have that experience of meeting with Jesus. And then that there is a judgment. There is judgment day, that God will punish sin. But oh, that he will receive us and forgive us and cause us to know faith in him in a wonderful way and discover the forgiveness of our sins because he died on the cross. And that heaven is our destination when we trust in him. And so the last few songs have reflected that, and this one does as well. It speaks about how the circle won't be broken, and it doesn't have to be broken. All your loved ones can be in heaven. You can all be together, but that depends on what we do with the Lord. That there'll be a time of singing there. There'll be singing around the throne of grace. And so here we hear Johnny Cash singing this so well-known song, Daddy Sang Bass. And concluding, of course, within that, will the circle be unbroken? And it doesn't have to be if we trust in the Lord.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy will sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, we've come to the end of this program. It has been a pleasure to be with you. My name is Pierre Chesson, and this is the program, The Breath of Life. And we've been listening to Johnny Cash for an hour of gospel music and truths about God and about the gospel. We're going to conclude our program with Johnny Cash singing a song. I believe it is one he wrote himself. It's called 1 Corinthians 15:55, and it's about death not having a sting and grave not having the victory. And you can hear the treble in Johnny Cash's voice as an old man as he sings this song, because this song reflects hope. This song reflects that the grave is not winning, that he will be in glory with those who have trusted in the Lord, and that there's a great confidence in this, that in the end, we win. We win. That death does not win. That death is not the final curtain call at all. It is really the opening of the curtain into the presence of heaven and all that heaven has to offer for those who trust in the Lord. Can I encourage you with all my heart to trust in the Lord, to know him personally as your Savior, so that death has no sting for you, so that the grave will have no victory over you? Ah, my friend, I have been to deathbeds, many of them in my visitations, and some I have seen great terror, in others I have seen great peace. And it has been said of Christians, that is, those who truly have trusted in the Lord, that they die well. And no wonder, because there's no fear in death. There is none. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff comfort me, writes the psalmist in Psalm 23. And here, as Johnny Cash sings scripture to you in closing, a note of victory, to see this man going out into eternity with a note of victory on his lips because of Jesus Christ and what he has done. Oh, you too can have the same note of great victory in your life. Wherever you are, whoever you are, it doesn't matter. You can be ready, ready for death, ready for judgment, because Jesus Christ has come into the world to save sinners, because Christ died for our sins, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. May the Lord bless you. May your eyes be open to see. May you trust in him. May the joy of the Lord captivate your heart. May you be able to say, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Story. Oh, life, you are a shining path, and hope springs eternal just over the rise when I see my Redeemer beckoning me. Oh, roll my ship over the waves of your sea, let me find a safe port now and then. Don't let the dark one in your sanctuary until it's time to pack it in. Oh, roll, roll my ship with the fire of your breath, and don't lay a broadside on your ship as yet. Blow ye warm winds when it's chilly and wet, and don't come too soon for collecting my debt. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, life, you are a shining path, and hope springs eternal just over the rise when I see my Redeemer beckoning me. Sail on with my ships to the east and keep my eye on the North Star. When the journey is no good for man or for beast, I'll be safe wherever you are. Just let me sail in to your harbor of lights, and there and forever to cast out my light. Give me my task and let me do it right, and do it with all of my might. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grief, where is thy victory? Oh, life, you are a shining path, and hope springs eternal just over the rise when I see my Redeemer beckoning me.